More work on the zoo interchange in Milwaukee County would take place if Governor Tony Evers' state budget proposal goes through. The governor wants action on the far north end of the interchange from roughly Swan Boulevard to Burleigh Street. The proposal comes as a questioner for our Beats Me series wonders if the state transportation department looks at whether huge road construction projects actually improve traffic. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach has the story.
Governor Evers recently told news reporters that with the zoo interchange declared complete last year by then-Governor Scott Walker, the aim is to truly wrap up the job.
The north part of the interchange, the zoo interchange, needs to be finished, notwithstanding the claim last time that it wasn't.
But Republican legislators have been criticizing Evers' plans to pay for more road spending with a gas tax hike. So last week, the State Department of Transportation, or DOT, held a news conference at Children's Hospital in Wauwatosa. Milwaukee Regional Medical Center Director Bob Seamy said finishing the zoo interchange north leg would ease the minds of parents whose children need care at the hospital.
You can imagine the level of anxiety the patients and the family members are experiencing and how important it is for them, with this massive number of patients and employees, to be able to arrive here safely and quickly.
Seamy says 150,000 vehicles a day use the north leg, while more than twice that number use some part of the zoo interchange. It is a busy junction there where I-94 crosses with I-41. At the eastern edge of the interchange, the 92nd Street Bridge, Dan O'Brien of Wauwatosa looks at the traffic passing below. He's our Beats Me questioner for this story and wonders whether the past few years of work on the interchange have sped up traffic. O'Brien says he asks because he commutes every workday between his home and the Third Ward in downtown Milwaukee.
In all of those commutes, I avoid the freeway almost at all costs because before and after all the construction, it's still super slow.
For some answers to O'Brien's question, WUWM spoke to Regional DOT Communications Manager Michael Pirates. Pirates says there isn't much data yet on traffic congestion relief in the mostly done zoo interchange. He says there's more information, mainly on safety, on another huge reconstruction project that wrapped up a decade ago, the Marquette Interchange in downtown Milwaukee.
We've seen better than a 30% reduction in crashes from before the project. You know, one of the benefits that you see and you get from that investment is getting an interchange that is built to modern standards. You know, the Marquette Interchange, the zoo interchange were really designed back in like the 1950s.
Underneath the Marquette yesterday, traffic roared overhead even on an otherwise quiet Sunday. Pirates says after the interchange was rebuilt, congestion persisted. So the DOT reconfigured some lanes just west of the Marquette. Pirates says the congestion listener Dan O'Brien mentions, just east of the zoo interchange, has to do with a delayed project, a proposed redo of I-94 between 70th and 16th Streets. Pirates uses the analogy of a human body.
One of the challenges that we have is we are incrementally building and rebuilding the system. So we have a brand new modern heart attached to 1950 arteries.
The Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission, or SEWR PAC, also points to the delayed east-west freeway project. But Executive Director Kevin Muse says even if that someday goes through, don't expect to always zip along.
If anyone's promising complete congestion relief, they're being dishonest. But we are hoping to long-term maintain the levels of congestion that we have right now so that the system doesn't get overwhelmed.
Muse says the prediction for the next 30 years is that traffic counts will continue to go up.
So there will be more demand on the transportation system and more people will be driving on it, and that's going to create more congestion.
SEWR PAC recommends a doubling of the investment in mass transit. The DOT says it also supports more transit options, and so does our Beats Me questioner, Dan O'Brien.
So it may just be that we need to find ways to get cars off the road if we ever want to alleviate the congestion.
The issues, according to agencies like SEWR PAC, are timing and money. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.